Pluto is not the only dwarf planet in the belt. There are a few others that were discovered in the years 2000. For example, Haumea, named after the Hawaiian goddess of childbirth. Haumea rotates very fast on its axis, which gives it a slightly oblate shape. Its surface is dominated by water ice, rather pure water ice, judging by its high reflection of solar light, its high albedo, as it is called. Under this icy surface, it probably has a rocky core. And Haumea probably had a violent history of collision to acquire such a fast spin. Its rotation, its day, takes less than 4 hours. It is the fastest known rotation of any large solar system body. Another dwarf planet is Makemake, named after the god of creation of the Rapa Nui, the people from Easter Island. Makemake also is spherical. It is smaller than Pluto and orbits farther. It takes 310 years to complete one revolution. It was 248 years for Pluto. Composition-wise, Makemake is a close analog to Pluto. Yet another important body is Eris, named after the Greek goddess of discord. Eris is slightly smaller than Pluto, but more massive. And in average, it orbits further, needing 558 years to complete its orbit. And its orbit is even more tilted, even more inclined than Pluto's, at 44 degrees of inclination to the ecliptic, versus, you remember, 17 degrees for Pluto. None of these bodies are really big compared with the planets and main satellites of the solar system, and I could list more of them, even though their precise composition and history remain uncertain. But they are all part of the Kuiper Belt, and remind us that the solar system doesn't end with the planets. There is another world beyond Neptune.